Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It is 7:45, Total Information AM Sunday. I'm Scott Jagow. Happy to be joined now by Tom Ackerman at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, I want to start out with a couple of highlights. All right, here's the first one.
All right.
Nicholson pitches to McCarver, and Tim takes a vicious cut. It's a long one, way back. Mantle heading for the stands and might be out of there. It is a home run. And the Cardinals jump ahead 5-2.
That, of course, was 1964 Game 5 World Series against the Yankees in the Bronx. Tim McCarver with the three-run homer. And this was yesterday.
The go-ahead run is at second base in Burleson. And he hits that high down the right field line. Is it gone? You bet it is. Big fly, Brendan Donovan. A three-run homer. And the Cardinals jump out on top 4-1.
Of course, the stakes were a lot different, but as you pointed out earlier, that 64 game in the World Series was the last time the Cardinals won at Yankee Stadium until yesterday.
Yeah,
kind of amazing.
Bob Gibson was the winning pitcher then, and Kyle Gibson was the winning pitcher yesterday. So we had a couple of Gibsons 60 years apart. Gibson went 7 yesterday. Bob went 10 in that win, 5-2 in Game 5 of the 1964 World Series. The Cardinals obviously don't play the Yankees very often there. They haven't met in the World Series since 64. I always dream of that matchup head-to-head, and someday maybe we'll get it in the World Series. But every once in a while in interleague play, you're going to play there. I actually covered a series there in 2003. I remember it really well that Roger Clemens was in line for his 300th win and 4,000th strikeout. He had a chance to achieve both in the same game. So I booked my own flight, got a credential, and went to New York and covered the game for KMOX because I thought they could use an extra hand there. And I was kind of a young host and reporter. I guess, let's see, June of 03, I was 27 years old. So, I was trying to make a little name. I actually had just gotten married in the spring of 03 and went up there and got to witness on a rainy Friday Roger Clemens record his 4,000th strikeout, third most to do it in Major League history, third person to do it in Major League history. He struck out Edgar Renteria, and then he won his 300th game, and the Cardinals proceeded to get swept. They could not do much, although Tino Martinez, I remember, had a great series against his former team, the Yankees. But another example of the Cardinals not able to do much up there. And it's been a difficult year, so you try to celebrate anything that you can. And going up to Yankee Stadium and winning a game is a big deal, and they did that yesterday, I think, for a lot of those guys. Brendan Donovan been hitting a home run, Ryan Helsley facing the meat of the order, and they ended up intentionally walking Aaron Judge yesterday. Going after Austin Wells, the rookie, and getting him to win the game was a great moment for Helsley. And the Cardinals, who have had a very difficult year, have a task of beating them again here today and trying to win a series. So there would be another first, the Cardinals winning a series at Yankee Stadium, and we'll see if they can do that. That 64 World Series, of course, they came home, and they ended up winning the series over the Yankees, and the rest is history, and one of the greatest seasons in Cardinals history, 1964.
Yeah, listening to that Harry Carey call and listening to your story that you just told, it reminds me of that line from Moneyball, the late Billy Beane saying, "How can you not be romantic about baseball?"
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to be there. I had been to Yankee Stadium before, but I wanted to go see the Cardinals play there. And then knowing that it was Roger Clemens making history, I thought, I'm going to do that. So I struggled to book a flight because it was so last minute. I think it was after Clemens start. So I had 4 or 5 days to get the job done because he was going to pitch on a Friday at Yankee Stadium against the Cardinals. So I had to book a flight last second. I could not find anything, Scott, that was within reason. I mean, I don't have a big budget at that point. So, nor, you know, any high ticket, you're just not going to go into, nor could I find a flight on time to get me to the game. So I flew into Islip, which is Long Island, and I flew Southwest. So I had a car service. This is before Uber. I had a driver meet me at Islip, and I paid him, I can't remember what, in cash, and I said, hey, here's the deal. I'm like, I have to make it on time to this game. So can you drop me off at Yankee Stadium? He's like, you got it, buddy. And he starts, you know, on the Long Island Expressway, starts weaving in and out of traffic. He gets me to Yankee Stadium, drops me off. I'm standing there with my suitcase, and I pick up my credential. And I can tell, I wanted to get there for first pitch. So I can hear that they're kind of getting ready for the national anthem and everything. And the press elevator starts to close. I'm like, hey, hold it. And it's George, I'm not kidding you, it's George Steinbrenner.
Oh, man.
And he's like, I'm like, hi, Mr. Steinbrenner. And he looks at my credential, he holds my credential in his hand and looks at it. And he goes, welcome to Yankee Stadium, young man. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Steinbrenner. And then, you know, it was just me and him. And then another like kid gets on the elevator with his dad, and George looks at him and he goes, you ready for the game? And like, and the kid's like, yeah. And he said, who's your favorite player? And the kid said, Derek Jeter. He goes, Jeter? You know, and like just was playful with the kid. And I just have the very fond memory of that day. It was special. I got up to the press box, put my stuff down, went into the booth and saw Mike Shannon and Wayne Hagen. They were calling the game. My buddy Bernie Miklas was there covering the game. And it was a really, really fun day for a 27-year-old kid.
That is a great story. Just a great story. I love the driver, too. He's like, Yankee Stadium. Yeah, I'm going to get you there.
Yeah, I remember.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Never forget him, you know, he and Islip was not busy, you know, but of course, as you got closer to the Bronx, the traffic was crazy, but he was getting on and off the highway. He knew how to get there on time, and he got me there.
All right, so it's September 1st, and the Cardinals are 12 games back of the Brewers. They are headed to Milwaukee, so there's, you know, chance to pick up some games there. And a couple of years ago, they did rattle off 17 games in a row in September. But is that what they're going to have to do to make the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, and so it's really just too late. Technically, they're not out of it, but you know, they dug themselves a hole. They tried to get out of it. Really rallied, I thought, before the All-Star break to get them in good position, but they just haven't been able to come through. And you know, one of the signs that they're not throwing in the towel necessarily, but they were giving someone an opportunity, was Tommy Pham when they designated him for assignment. That was an opportunity to put him on a contender because you had to do it by yesterday. And here we are on September 1st, and Tommy Pham's a Kansas City Royal, and he will have a chance to play in the postseason. And last year, he made it to the World Series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So here he is on a new team with a chance to do that, and the Cardinals have an opportunity to play young players. So Jordan Walker gets that call. Now he gets to play all the time. And I really think the path to success for the Cardinals is to finish strong this year with these younger guys and some of their veterans who are starting to come alive a little bit. But to finish strong and to say, we are going to give young players a pathway to success. We are going to trust them. We are going to give them every opportunity to win if they're St. Louis Cardinals. We're also going to continue to bring in players that have veteran experience that can get us to where we need to be. But if the Cardinals are going to be a successful organization, they're going to have to take their young stars, put them in the best position to win. And they have to get the best instruction possible down in the minor leagues. Then they come up to the major leagues. They have all have the best pathways to success, and they feel like they have that opportunity. And then they have money. So in free agency, what you do is you use that as a patch for any holes that you have. So if you had, for instance, a hole in the outfield, like the Cardinals just don't have, if they thought, or a hole in another position, you go out and you spend big money and you fill that spot, whether it's a rotation member or an outfielder or whatever it is. And I think that that's the formula. Plus stealing ideas from other teams, maybe stealing front office or instructors from other teams, and just trying to build this thing back to when the Cardinals were a powerhouse. You know, everybody tried to copy the Cardinals for a long time. They always thought the Cardinals were the gold standard on how to develop a team. The Cardinals have fallen behind here over the last decade. They are no longer one of the upper echelon teams in Major League Baseball. So it doesn't take blowing the whole thing up. It just takes changing the formula and how you do it. And I do think that process is actually underway.
All right, so City SC has a day game today at City Park against the LA Galaxy. You know, it's dropped off the radar a little bit just because City SC hasn't had such a great season, but that team also has some games to play and maybe can build some momentum for next season. What do you expect?
They've got to get these 3-point wins. They've had too many draws where they could have gotten 3 points and they only got one. I will be at the game today. I'm looking forward to that. They have a tough challenge, though. They're playing the LA Galaxy. They're the number one team in the West by far. They have a 5-point lead over everybody in the West with 52 points, and City has 24. City is out of a playoff spot, and the only chance that they would have is to rattle off 3-point wins, but they're basically clinging to hopes like the Cardinals are. But it's still fun, and you've got, you know, a great atmosphere there, and you have a trio of players that they've brought along, Betcher, Toyshirt, and Hartle, who I think could be really fun with Edward Leuven moving forward, and, you know, see what you got and build for the future.
All right, what do you have coming up? Sports on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
Here's the lineup. You ready for this? Ollie Marmol, Chris May, Doug Armstrong, Chief Robert Tracy, who's a big baseball fan and wants to sit in studio with us, and I absolutely took him up on that. Lutz Van and Steel, John Mozeliak. Pretty good lineup from 10 to 11:35 as we get you ready for Cardinal baseball, the Cardinals and the Yankees.
So is Chief Tracy a Yankees fan or a Cardinals fan?
He grew up a Yankee fan, so we'll have a little back and forth on that. But we'll also ask him some important things, I think, and he acknowledges that, you know, people need to feel safe coming into downtown St. Louis, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I think we'll also have some fun with him and let people get to hear the fact that he loves being here, he loves baseball, he loves our sports culture, and he is in it for the long haul.
And he's got a great accent, too.
He does. We're gonna get after it.
All right. Sounds good. Tom Ackerman, thank you for joining us.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. It is 7:57, Total Information, AM Sunday.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.